This is Emory University's Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University's Sound Science, Larry Walker discusses Alzheimer's disease, its possible causes, and why it's unique to humans. Larry Walker.
We are studying proteins as the cause of Alzheimer's disease. I hate to put it in just that way because everyone then says, well, gee, should I not eat steak or anything that has protein? And that's not the case at all. There are certain proteins that, for reasons that aren't totally clear, tend to misfold. And in the misfolded form, they tend to bind to one another. They become sticky and they aggregate to one another. And in their aggregated form, the proteins then can become toxic to the brain.
The resulting misfolded protein aggregates then go on to form plaques or tangles, the two types of lesions associated with dementia. Plaques form outside the brain's nerve cells or neurons, whereas tangles form within the neurons. For some unknown reason, people who have plaques usually go on to form tangles, but people who have tangles don't always go on to form plaques. No one is sure why.
When we refer to idiopathic Alzheimer's disease, it means Alzheimer's disease that we simply don't know what the cause is. And most cases of Alzheimer's are idiopathic. There are genetic forms of the disease, but they're a very small minority.
To complicate matters, Alzheimer's is not the only cause of dementia, but it is the most common cause.
When a pathologist looks at the brain of someone who died of dementia, they look to see how many plaques and tangles there are, and if there are sufficient numbers, they will say, okay, our diagnosis is Alzheimer's disease. But there are other things that can contribute to dementia. In fact, there are over 50 different causes of dementia besides Alzheimer's disease, such things as stroke, tumors.
Researchers, however, are getting closer to developing a method for diagnosing Alzheimer's in living patients. The method involves Pittsburgh Compound B, or PIB. PIB is a radioactive compound that, when coupled with positron emission tomography imaging, can be injected into the bloodstream and then travel to the brain. There it will bind to the plaques, making them glow.
A person who has a lot of senile plaques, the brain will glow in the PET scanner, whereas someone with no senile plaques, the agent will simply wash out.
However, more work is needed to transform PIB into a consistently reliable diagnostic tool. Clues on how to accomplish this may be found in monkeys, even though very elderly monkeys don't get Alzheimer's. It turns out that PIB binds strongly to plaques in humans, but only very weakly in non-human primates. PIB, therefore, could provide clues to how and why certain proteins go bad when it comes to Alzheimer's disease.
One of the things we're really interested in is the fact that Alzheimer's disease is a uniquely human disorder. No other species gets Alzheimer's disease, even though many other animals will make the proteins that form senile plaques that are identical to what you find in humans. They don't tend to develop the tangles that we associate with Alzheimer's disease, the neuronal loss, the shrinkage of the brain. They do not get demented in the sense that humans do.
I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.